Every thought has a source. So you have to ask yourself, where did this thought come from? Did it come from my Adamic nature? Just out of my, basically, I call it my silliness. It's just repeat old stuff, just a pile. Like think of it as a trash can. It just sits there. Or is it an inspired thought from evil to do something you shouldn't do, a temptation thought? Is it a thought of worry and anxiety that's from pressure? You know, somebody says something to you, there's a deadline, and so your thoughts are all tied to that pressure. Big game, performance worries, things like that. So thoughts are tied to your actual conduct, things that are coming up or things that just happened and you ponder it. And then there's thoughts that come from on high through the spirit. Thoughts of encouragement. These are like words of encouragement from heaven. This is the goal of the 7-day connect, is to get on that 7th day a man or a woman, but let's just say young men in college age type persons, and they got all these thoughts, and they got all this busyness, and they got all this TikTok and information, and it's overload, right? It's ADD-ness. It's like a way of life. But then there's the stillness and the quietness of retreat and separation, getting away, staring at something that's beautiful, a tree, a creek bed, cows, calf, horse riding, flower bed, beautiful crop field, cows grazing, eating grass, watching a cow give its milk, people sitting down simply at a table with no phones and just having a conversation. And in that moment, or those moments, the person, the individual, the human made in the image of God stops the nonsense thoughts, the worldly thoughts, the fleshy thoughts, the prideful thoughts, the ego thoughts, everything pertaining to this life that is based in man, and begins to search to hear the voice, which may be very faint, of the living God through the Spirit. The Bible tells us that it's not by might or by power, but by His Spirit. And for Elijah, after he had the incredible encounter with the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, and God brought this fire down from heaven, and it consumed the 12 barrels of water on the sacrifice. He killed all the prophets. That was tiring. And then he prayed for the rain, and the rain came after 3.5 years of drought and famine. But then he's running from Jezebel, and he finds himself in a mountain, and God is saying, what are you doing? And his thoughts were fearful and tormented by Jezebel, even though he had just killed her prophets, which is probably why he knew there'd be a retort from her. He knew she had authority. She had done so much evil. But God needed another human being, Jehu, to destroy her, but he needed to hear God's voice. And he thought, he'd just seen the fires. That's very loud and boisterous and public. And you have thunder going with hard rain, and you have fire that comes down. But then God's like, I'm not in all those things. I'm in the stillness and the quietness, in a cave, in the dark. Elijah rediscovered the voice of God.